Blog Talk Radio.
And you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. On the show today, I have special guest Robert Green, founder of the nonprofit organization Shining Warrior Incorporated. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Robert.
Hey, thank you for inviting me and putting it all together, Brianna. Are you going to identify yourself as a Shining Warrior? Because you are, you know.
Yes, and that is another reason as to why I am very excited for today's interview, because I myself have been a part of Shining Warrior for over a year now, and I have been a web director and have seen your organization evolve and help those who are in need. So, Robert, what is the mission of Shining Warrior?
To serve the physically and economically challenged individual whose arms and legs won't take them where yours and mine will, Brianna.
It's great that you have founded an organization that is so dedicated to helping those in need, not only physically challenged, but also economically challenged. Which leads to my next question as to what were the first seeds of the organization? In other words, how did Shining Warrior begin and grow?
Well, it's grown over time because of people like you, Brianna, who come along. You're a seed. You came along at the right time. You have heart, and it takes people with heart. Shining Warrior began by giving away web TVs back in 1999. But you already know that.
Who I have spoken to and have mentioned that I volunteer with Shining Warrior have always asked me of the interesting name that the organization has, Shining Warrior. So how did the organization get its name?
It's a feeling. It's just a feeling that you get where something comes in your mind. And I guess I've always had a lot of little boy in me. So in reading all the books that I read growing up, I loved reading books about people that were helping people. And they were always shining warriors. I guess it was a thought that came up before the words came.
I love that. And I love that you yourself are a huge shining warrior and empower others to be shining warriors just like yourself, and you have started an organization that is dedicated to helping those who are in need. So what inspired you to begin Shining Warrior?
It was something that I just had to do. It's difficult to explain. Sometimes you have a thought that it turns into a mission, and it's like planting a garden, only the garden is one that grows over a long period of time.
I know that Jason Rohde, for those of you guys who listened to Jason Rohde and I's interview a couple of weeks ago, Jason Rohde is also part of Shining Warrior Incorporated. He is part of the Water Project, and Shining Warrior is helping him to reach his goal of participating in the Paralympics of 2016. So how is Jason Rohde a part of Shining Warrior?
I first spoke to, it's been, I think it'll be 2 years coming up this summer. He's a remarkable young man who has excelled in spite of having cerebral palsy. He's capable of not only overcoming the physical damage that cerebral palsy caused his body, but he had the strength of the mental process to overcome it as well. And he's training hard. train. And I said, Jason, you train hard. You qualify for the Olympics in Rio, and Shining Warrior will help get you there. So to do that, you need to create revenue, and that's where the Water Project comes in.
I definitely think that Jason Rohde's story is incredible, and what I also took away from the interview that I did with him is that not only is he working on training for the Paralympics, but he's also participating in other things, and he told me that he was working on partnering with others to create nonprofit organizations dedicated to helping those in need, and I think that's absolutely amazing. And I think Shining Warrior is an incredible organization that is working to support those, as Jason Rohde, who need the help and need the strength to get to where they need to be to reach their goals. Which leads also to my next question as to how can people support the organization?
Well, there's, let me count the ways. The first thing that I do is direct them to the Shining Warrior site or to Jason's site, or for that matter, any small nonprofit out there who uses their revenue to fulfill their mission rather than pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on TV and pay their directors $250,000, $350,000 a year. We wouldn't know what that was like, would we, Brianna?
Definitely not.
But that's what I do, Brianna. Direct them to the website. Have them pick up the phone. Have them take the $3 challenge. Tell them to look around, and everyone has something that they could contribute to the Shining Warrior eBay account so that it could be sold on eBay. They can hang on to it. They can receive a portion of what they contribute or donate all of the funding to Shining Warrior. There's just so many different ways. They could pick up the phone, call me, call you, call Jason. It takes people who truly want to get involved.
Definitely. And you mentioned the $3 challenge, which I think is also a unique thing that Shining Warrior has created. Basically, the $3 challenge is a way of raising funds by one person donating $3 and telling three other people to also donate $3 to Shining Warrior. So it's a way of everyone giving a little bit and supporting the organization and really spreading the word about Shining Warrior. So for everyone who is listening today, please participate in the $3 challenge and visit the website, shiningwarrior.org. I will be leaving the link in the description below for you to take a look. And also, I will be leaving Jason Rohde's website for everyone interested in supporting him on his journey. Now, I also want to talk a little bit about the Warm Line, which is another unique program that Shining Warrior has. The Warm Line is a phone line, 888-908-8117, which is run by Nicole Gittleman, who is the project director of the Warm Line. The Warm Line is a place where people can call in and receive emotional help that many people need, especially those who are dealing with depression and anxiety and other disorders. And it is a work in progress at the moment, but it is something that is currently at Shining Warrior. And I absolutely love it because I think everyone at some point in their life needs someone to help them or to support them. And the Warm Line is something that provides that help to people who are in need. So, Robert, what was the initial kind of, I guess you can say, seeds, or what initially sparked you to begin the Warm Line at Shining Warrior?
Well, Nicole. Nicole came to Shining Warrior through volunteermatch.org, which, Brianna, by the way, you should remember that's how you came through shiningwarrior.org. Shiningwarrior.org has been on volunteermatch.org, I think, since 2001. But someone finally started paying attention to it. Anyway, it was Nicole's idea because Nicole understands by having been there herself. So, you know, it's very difficult for a two-legged man or woman to understand the predicament a one-legged man or woman is in. But when you've suffered because you're lonely and your legs can't pick you up and walk you across the room and your hand can't reach out and open up a door and you can walk out. I don't know about you, Brianna, but that would be pretty depressing to me. I'd want to talk to somebody about it.
Definitely. And I think what Nicole is doing is incredible, volunteering with Shining Warrior and supporting those who need help mentally and emotionally. And that's great. So for anyone listening today who is interested in learning more about the Warm Line, please reach out to Shining Warrior, or you can call the Warm Line directly at 888-908-8117.
Or
I
can contact
time,
Nicole through the website.
Definitely, yes. And we also have a chat section on our website for anyone interested in learning more about Shining Warrior and the organization. You can go to the website, shiningwarrior.org, and click on the chat box that appears on the right hand of the page. Will you be able to reach either myself or Robert or any other of the volunteers who are working at Shining Warrior to learn more about our organization?
Brianna, you not only have heart, you are you're a wonderful work in progress. Can I speak of the story of our first phone conversation?
Sure, go ahead.
I visited with Brianna for about an hour, and during that conversation, she mentioned that she was a sophomore. I thought she was a sophomore in high school or in college. And I discovered she was a sophomore in high school. I thought, wow, And then the more I found out about Brianna and her energy and her the want to that she has. You're an impressive young lady, Brianna.
Thank you. Thank
you so much.
I'm
proud to have you as a director of Shining Warrior. And as I tell Terry in South Carolina when we visit about you, I look 10 years down the road. Oh, what a wonderful vision.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from
you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I also want to spend some time on today's show talking about another organization called VehicleForAVet.org, which is a nonprofit organization that is part of Shining Warrior. It was actually created by Terry and I. It is an organization that is dedicated to helping disabled veterans and their families in obtaining vehicles. It is very difficult for many veterans of war, especially those who are wounded, to have access to transportation or to buy their own cars or any other kind of vehicles, and Vehicle for a Vet just does that. It is a nonprofit organization that works to assist disabled veterans with vehicles, and we are currently expanding Vehicle for a Vet in offering more services and more assistance to veterans. So VehicleForAVet.org is currently an organization that is still being put together, but we do have a website. It is VehicleForAVet.org. I will be leaving the website in the description below for you to take a look at. If you're interested in it, please take a look at the website. Please donate to support. You can reach out to either myself, Robert, or Terry to learn more about the organization. So, Robert, can you give us some information on what began Vehicle for a Vet?
Call from an individual that I never met in Arizona who needed a vehicle, was having financial problems. There's a lot of things that go into the life of people that are physically challenged. And it's easy to just give them a vehicle. There are lots of people that, well, I guess there are not lots of people that could do that, but that would be one thing you could do. But it's better to refer them to the proper people who can help them achieve their goal by participating in it. It's like a Shining Warrior who joined us on a mission. They need to take partial ownership of it, because without taking partial ownership of it, they really don't have anything in the end. And that's what's important, is for them to have something that when the mission is complete, know that they participated in it. So I gave that information to you and Terry, and Terry did a lot of counseling for this individual in Arizona. And then you got involved, and here we are, Brianna, off on another adventure, giving you more work because you're the one that makes the websites go.
Certainly. Once again, for everyone listening, the website to Shining Warrior is shiningwarrior.org, and the website to Vehicle for a Vet is vehicleforavet.org. Thank you so much, Robert, for participating in today's interview and for appearing on today's show. I am very thankful to be a part of Shining Warrior and to be working with someone like you who is so dedicated to helping others and to empowering others and assisting those who are in need, especially those who are physically challenged and economically challenged. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you once again for appearing on today's show.
Thanks, Brianna, for all your courage and heart. I appreciate you too.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in to today's show. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care, guys.
Bye.
You raise